I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so inviting folks to call in with their scary stories today for Halloween, because it is Halloween. I love when Halloween falls on a Friday, so I can really enjoy it at the late hours of this, you know, job. Mm-hmm. Normally, I'm zonked by 9. I'm really ultimately should be in bed by 7. But so I actually really get to enjoy it with the kids. And this is kind of the really last year my kids are going to be able to go out trick-or-treating, like credibly,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to just doing that one last time tonight. I'm so glad that we got great weather, and I don't know, I'm just in a good mood because of it. Robert in Greer has a scary story. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Tara. First time caller.
Cool.
Yeah. I was in the hospital for a long while. It just happened that one morning I was kind of halfway in and out of it because of the medication I was on. Well, I felt something move, and I opened my eyes. And when I looked up, it was like my sheet was hovering up over me. It was like a person was on each side of the bed holding the sheet up, but no one was there. Well, I called I pushed my nurse call button, and I said, listen, I need some help in here pretty quick, because I thought the medication was an adverse reaction, but it wasn't. Nurse come through the door. It's like she stood there for a couple of seconds, and then she let out this blood-curdling scream. And when she did, the sheet just fell right over me. And, I mean, that was really weird, but that's what happened to me.
So the nurse, the blood-curdling scream that she let out, Robert, that was in reaction to seeing the sheet?
Yes. Yes.
And I got to ask, because I know that the audience would want me to, in all seriousness, what were you taking at the time? Were you on painkillers or...
Well, what it was is I had been in surgery for I've got Crohn's disease, and I had surgery, and I was on they had me on 0.05 Dilaudid.
Okay.
And that was just for pain, of course.
Yeah, but the nurse saw it too.
Yeah. And that was really weird. And I thought I had been dreaming, but I wasn't dreaming. But it was weird.
So have you seen anything like that since, Robert?
Well, it was a short time after that that I had a second stroke, major stroke. And they had to put me in a sedated coma at that time. And something really, well, this had to do with my quick healing, I guess. But, you know, of course, I'm a firm believer in God. But shortly after that is when I was in that sedated coma is when I really, I'm going to tell you, I actually saw God come to me. And it was an experience I'll never forget. But he came to me, he spoke to me, and when he touched me, it was like I woke up 7 days later, And I was totally, they could find nothing wrong with me.
Now that's fantastic. That's not a scary story. That's really cool. Robert, thank you so much for your phone call. Talking about scary stories, I've done these call-ins on and off on Halloween, and we get some really cool stories sometime. This is one that was texted into the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Hey, Tara, we had an old farmhouse that was built in the 1800s. It always had a weird feeling in the house. We'd feel a coldness go through us at times that took our breath away. One night, while laying in bed, we heard all the cabinets slamming. We thought maybe it was our cat. Well, the cat was in bed with us. We went downstairs to see that all of the cabinets and drawers were open. Then the cat went to an empty what appeared to be an empty corner and started hissing, and all her hair was standing straight up. We then had our house anointed with oil ever since, window and door, and hung crosses in literally every room. Also, that house was in Chicago. That alone was scary enough. Yeah, well, you live in Chicago. That's very scary. Yeah, no, so once you did that, once you anointed it and hung up the crosses, did it stop? I hate when people leave me hanging. Or did it ever happen again? Love to hear your scary story. 800-905-0989. If you don't have time to call, that's okay. You can text it to us. Texter writes, my mother died in our house, and I was not there when she died or able to say goodbye as I was in the military. I came home for the funeral, and I was asleep in my room. I felt pressure on my legs and woke up. There was a black shadow at the end of my bed. I truly believe that was my mother coming back to say goodbye. Oh. Texter writes, is this an extended version of Coast to Coast AM? No, this is Halloween. We're having a little bit of fun. Texter writes, someone needs to remind him it's an induced coma. So funny. Texter writes, he meant, well, he was sweet. Texter writes, there is zero. Oh, okay, another subject. There is zero chance the Republicans will vote to nuke the filibuster. And even if they did, they would then be defectors against opening the government, the usual suspects. Yeah, you're right. There is a problem with having that filibuster vote. Texter writes, Tara, scary story. I had a dream one night that I was a Democrat. Oh, a lot of people having fun with the seduced coma. Texter writes, I fell into a seduced coma once. Slept like a baby. Okay, y'all. That's enough. All right. Coming up on the show. Oh, folks, the Democrats are now in the process of essentially shutting down the airports over this illegal immigrant funding, healthcare funding. And you know what? Even if we get this up and running, we got to do it again in 3 weeks. I don't know what holiday travel's like. I'm starting to think if you're going somewhere for the holidays, maybe take a little bit extra time off and make plans to drive at the rate we're going here. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.